Victor.
No, you N4IQ. My goodness, who could this be?
They left the lock off the fence, and I know how to take my nose and punch up on that little handle and get it open just a little bit, and I slid out.
Well, you must be an escape artist. That's all I can say. It's good hearing you. Gosh, I don't know. It's probably been 6 months or more since I talked to you.
Been hiding around. Just been busy, though. Yeah, I'm on the radio for just a little bit, and then I'm gone, and then, you know, it's just here and there. Did you do the 13 colony little thing this past week?
It's kind of like you, extremely busy, and my brother and I went to Hickory Knob State Park. I stayed in a cabin on field day. That, I mean, getting ready for that, coming back, just, and then other stuff going on. It's just been really busy. So, no, I didn't. You know, I did that a few years back, and was one of the operators. That was a lot of fun. But I've heard a lot of stations working the 13 colonies and vice versa, so it sounded like there was a lot of lots of participation.
Yeah, on the first day, I got quite a few of them. And the second day, I got a few more. And I had everything but the one station that was in England. It was TM13COL. I just could not get him to get in the right place or on the sideband side, and the signal get up high enough that I could throw everything I had at him. But last night, about 7:30 or so, I caught, I think, the second operator, and wound the amplifier up as tight as it would go, tried to get the antenna zeroed in on him, and I blurted out there, and the sucker did hear me. I only had him, you know, about a 5x3.
I bet.
Yeah, on 20 meters.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I saw him being spotted on CW. I think that was yesterday morning when we had CW mini contest. And I'm not going to answer that. That is my landline, only used for emergencies, because if internet goes out or something like that, I lose all communications with my phone. But the only people who call me on that phone, on that landline, are the people I don't want to talk to. I never answer it, but I do about once every 2 weeks. I'll check the voicemail. Well, that's congratulations. So you ended up getting them all. That's really good.
I was celebrating. trying to say I had a clean sweep finally. Because I didn't get to do it last year. My antenna was kind of messed up due to the hail damage a few years back. The big quad was. And then my knees, my wife wouldn't let me go down there in the man cave. So I didn't get to do it last year, so I skipped the year. I've been doing it for the last 8 or 9 years.
Well, you got them this year. That's what counts. That's really good. I've operated with the South Carolina group twice. It's been a few years since I've done that, but I got two really nice plaques because South Carolina came in first place in the with the 13 colony groups that were operating. And the guy that operates it gives plaques to all the team members, at least he used to, team members that were on the winning team. So I have two really nice ones. But I haven't really done anything anything to them.
Make time. I think I remember talking to you a couple of times. I believe when I was doing that in that year. I think you came back to me and said, "Oh, this is me, Brother Phil." And I said, "Oh, hello, man."
Yeah, that was me, Bill. I don't think Phil's ever operated in them. But, yeah, you got me. That was a lot of fun. I had lots of fun doing that. But I really haven't done anything since then with it, either on the, you know, trying to get 13 colonies or operating from the, you know, from the state. But that's a big event now. I mean, it's very popular, and a lot of people work it. So it fills a nice niche during the 4th of July time. So do you have your big quad going now?
I finally got it fixed toward the end of last summer. I found a guy that had a little cherry picker that go up there about 50 foot and get that one last clamp, get that wire back up, and worked out great. And I've been hot and heavy on that thing since.
Because the band is, during this next year, I think there'll be dramatic changes in the propagation. We'll be on that upward slope where the slope is the highest. It'll be the most rapid changes in propagation probably in the next year or 2 years. So it's great to have a nice antenna like that. How are your knees coming along?
I just can't get on my knees due to a little pain. But as far as walking and going up down steps, I do pretty good. If they're long steps, I might have to take a break and take a rest.
Doing good. It's amazing. It's amazing what can be done. And, I've had one hip replaced. I know you know that. Now, Phil has had two hips and one shoulder replaced. But neither one of us have gone through the knee route. I don't think neither of us will probably, but I think that's probably the, of all those fairly common joint replacements, I think the knee is probably the most complicated.
You need to look it up on the internet so you can find a site that'll show you how they do that. And there's two ways. They either do it, the cutting by hand, or now they have the robot, and the robot will assist you real good to get the cut done. The robot heals up faster and does a whole lot better job too, more precise.
As a robot's a lot of things now. Besides the orthopedics. So it's just amazing how they come along with that. Anyway, it's glad to hear that you're doing well. Now, how about the boat racing? What's you doing on that?
We were going to try to get in two up back in the spring, and one of them, let's see, on two of them, I couldn't go. The first one was, can't remember what happened on that first one, but I'm glad I didn't go because they had a storm and it tore up about half campsite where everybody was camping. So I'm glad I didn't go to that. It got canceled early. And then the second one down in Sewiga, Georgia, I ran into that gas problem. I was ready to go and had everything loaded, carried my camper over to my partner's house, and I sat there with him, and we looked up stuff on the internet. There wasn't any gas from here to Sewiga, Georgia, so I turned around and pulled her back to the house. And, there is one on the 17th in Atlanta, but it's going to be too hot to go down there. So our next one is going to be in October. We hope to get in on it.
Okay. I just going through my calendar here, looking at some things. This is interesting. All right, well, hopefully you'll be able to get back into it. Yeah, that shortage was short-lived, thank goodness. The pipeline people paid the ransom. I sure hope they somehow, all those thieves can somehow get caught one of these days, but probably when you have the Russian government behind some of it, it's going to be pretty hard.
So hope we get enough spies and stuff put together to go after them. What I'm worried about is next will be the power grid. That runs on so many computers, and if somebody gets into that, well, it's going to take out a lot of stuff.
North Korea, China, Russia all have the capability to do that. They just haven't done it yet. They're waiting for the right time. And I expect we're in the same situation. We could probably bring a lot of their stuff down. So that'd be like almost like nobody wants to be the first country to pull the nuclear plug. That'd be start a chain reaction. I think it'd be similar to that if they start messing with the power grids. There's that capability. I think some of the bigger countries have now are the countries like North Korea. Well, Jimmy, I have to get out of here. I have yet to walk my doggy here. I got to walk him down the street. It's already getting really hot. Usually, I'm only going to walk him about half as far, but one thing led to the other this morning, and I'm behind schedule, I tell you that. And I better get up there and do it. It's been a good talk to you, and I'm glad you got, you're feeling good, and you're getting your, you got your antenna back up, going very good. I do have a couple questions, though. Did you go to field day with Greer? And of course, Phil and I, as I told you, we went to Hickory Knob, and you still do a lot of HVAC work, huh?
And yes, I went up to field day up there and helped set up, and it is real nice place up there. The antennas, they don't have that many antennas, but it was simple and worked real good. I mean, we had plenty of spare time to play with them, make sure that they worked well. And, I'm still doing HVAC, so if you have a problem, just give me a shout on telephone, and I'll see if I'm, I'll check my social calendar and see if you can be put in there. You take care. Go carry the dog, because you'll have a mess if you don't. N4IQ, N4MMW.
So I've got to take him. Well, okay, good. Yeah, I keep a open slot for our social engagements when you come work on our equipment. I haven't had any problems. Everything's just been working fine. I need to get out there and spray the fins and everything, clean that off to help the efficiency, but everything just seems to be percolating. Of course, now that I said that, I'll be calling you tomorrow, probably. you take care, Jimmy, and don't work too hard. Sounds like you're staying really busy, though. This is N4IQ, over.
I'm fixing to leave town here in about an hour, so be back Monday. So it'll be Tuesday afternoon, because I got one already scheduled for Tuesday. Take care, bud. See you later, N4MMW Mobile.
Walk that dog, N4IQ, N4OBQ.
Okay, 73.
DP monitoring.